Okay, today's Thursday, June 3rd, 2021 at 6:38 p.m. And this is a meeting of the Derby Housing Authority, and Acting Chair Adam Pacheco is going to call the meeting to order.
All right, I call the meeting to order. It is 18:40 hours on June 3rd, 2021. We'll start with the pledge. Pledge of allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. Thank you. Do the roll call. Linda Fusco is absent. Adam Pacheco, I am present. Robert Lisi.
Present.
Monique Bowen.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum. Excellent. I would I hope everybody had time to take in the minutes from the previous meeting, and I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of May 6, 2021.
I did review those minutes, Adam, and I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of May 6, 2021.
Excellent. Do I have a second? Monique, I'm looking at you. Yeah. All right, thank you. All right. Motion. All have eyes. I vote yes. All right. So we carry.
Yes.
Meetings are approved. Any additions, deletions, or corrections to tonight's agenda?
None that I can see, Adam.
Hey, Monique, do you have anything?
No, nothing either.
Okay, great. Having none, we'll move on to public portion. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? I'm flipping through my screens here, trying to see who we got. Okay. Not really seeing anyone. So one more time. Anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Hearing none, we'll move on to old business. 7A, our update from Ken Schultz.
Hello.
Yeah, he didn't have one this month. Is he on?
Yeah, hi, Ellen. I'm just here to give a verbal report. So I see later in the agenda, Ellen, I think maybe you're reporting on the Steiger Terrace conversion, so I'll try not to steal your thunder, but
you could do it.
Okay. So we've been working majority of this past month on just the conversion of the to the project-based vouchers for Steiger Terrace. We've had quite a few people in our office and staff working on it, and happy to report it's gone well and as planned. And we're basically have the HAP contract signed. I think it was signed today, and we're ready to make payments in mid-month. All the tenants have gone through the process. All the apartments were inspected. I think there's one or two issues that we're still working on. I'd like to share with the board how helpful Joan and Linda and Ellen were, and Diane in the process, and the new maintenance guy was stellar in just kind of responding to the issues that came out of the inspection. So it's all going well. This is a big thing to kind of get behind us. So we're happy about that. The good news is that in going through all the changes for the tenants, they all experienced a reduction in their portion of the rent, which I think they're very happy about. And I'll leave the rest of it up to Ellen on any particulars. The one other thing, Chairman, I just wanted to report is we had one FSS participant that graduated from the Derby Housing Authority FSS program.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Excellent.
So, and that's really it for me for this month. It's been mostly focused on Steiger Terrace.
Right. Just on Steiger Terrace, last month you had reported that we'd see 23 residents go into the project-based voucher system June 1st. Did that occur?
Correct, it did.
Are the numbers the same?
Yes, it is. There's one inspection issue to resolve that we're troubleshooting, and we expect that to get resolved. But once that is in place, that person, that resident is ready to be in the fold.
Okay, so, is that issue a facilities issue? Or?
It's a cleanliness issue that is being worked out with the family and the resident.
Okay. All right. I want to know if there's additional resources needed from us.
No. I think it, even with the holiday and the short kind of window, it's all on track here. Like I said, I think, yeah, we'll be making payments mid-month from the Housing Authority on behalf of the project there. So,
all right. Very good.
Ken, just a question on the American Rescue Plan. You might or might not know, what kind of guidance for housing authorities is coming out of Washington as far as money, additional money?
Okay. So what I can tell you is that there was a HUD notice that was published, PIH notice 2021. And I'm not sure the exact citation that came out. I think it was April 15th or something, but I can share that with you. They basically determined who was going to get emergency housing vouchers, and Derby Housing Authority was not one of the agencies that was invited to apply. There were basically five entities in Connecticut that were awarded vouchers: State of Connecticut, Hartford, I think it was Danbury, Waterbury. I can't remember all of them, but they were basically large cities. So as far as the emergency housing vouchers that came out of that plan, I don't know if there's anything else that you're looking for, but that's the main component that was affecting housing authorities, is the chance to receive some emergency housing vouchers.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your time, Ken. How about...
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Old Business B, monthly report from Joan.
Hey everyone, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Joan.
Good, thanks. Just, I think you had my report. So really the only thing to add to that that's happened just this week is the nurse from Griffin Hospital Outreach has felt that it would be in the best interest of our residents at Stagger and Guardiano to come every other week or twice a month. So that's going to start next week. And she felt for their health and to track the ones that, have potentially high blood pressure and other issues. So I think that's great. It's a win-win. She's also willing, if we get enough interest from CC people, she's willing to start a program there. There has not been a good response in the past. So, it's not the best use of her time, but I always do invite the CC amount of folks to come to either Steiger or Guardiano when we're doing it. So they're open to do that. And several of them do come. But that's about the only addition. And I think the only other issue that came up, Ellen has on the agenda for cameras at Guardiano. That has been a real concern for the residents with the incidences of people knocking on the door, shaking their doornail. They're just quite uncomfortable. A couple of them seem to think they know who might be doing it, but they're not willing to say anything. But Ellen did get a written report from someone that had not spoken to me. So I think that will put things in motion to put them on ease.
Okay. With regards to that, Joan, has there been any coordination with the Derby Police Department?
They have been called, yes, not just in the past week or two, but in the past. And apparently, unless there is some criminal activity or something that they can do a case report on, it just becomes a notation.
Right. So previously, we've had conversations with the police department and the level of coordination where they had sent a representative out, and that would kind of act in a liaison capacity, if you will. So, and in a more proactive fashion. So I was wondering that being the nature of this issue is becoming more widespread, and there's a hesitation with our census or population to engage with the police directly, if that
I did have,
we could have that conversation started again with them.
Yeah, that's
I
a very
did have
good
them
idea.
Come to the office.
Yeah, I'm it sorry. Might not be a I bad idea. Them. I'm sorry, Ellen. Go ahead.
Oh no, I did have them come to the office, and they took a copy of the letter.
Yeah. Now I was thinking it might not be a bad idea to have a meeting of somehow, if we could do that safely, if the PD is willing to come and talk with the residents, you know.
Right. So I don't know if it would be the same persons, but last time it was Chief Narowski and Lieutenant Sal Fraschino that came out. So,
okay. When was that, do you think? I'm not aware of that.
That was probably 3
years. That was quite a while ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we were having some issues over at CCA. So they came CCA. Over.
Oh, okay.
To try and provide some advice and just a general calm, you know, reassurance to the residents. So I think we could probably take a similar approach you'd be willing to initiate that conversation.
Absolutely. They did ask, and I don't know if this has happened in the past, do the police ever make rounds on, you know, like a periodic basis, maybe a daily or on different shifts to the housing office authorities? To the housing sites.
Yeah, so that would be part of that conversation with them. I don't know if they have a directed route, if you will, but I know that can be arranged.
Yeah, that would give them a sense of some confidence. Guardiana with the two levels is not that easy. A police car is driving by, you know, they're not going to see much internally unless they get out and walk.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's an important notation to make when you have that conversation with them.
All right, great. That'd be good.
I think that's a real good idea. The conference rooms, we can use those or we can't use those, because I know you use them for the vouchers meetings. Can we use it for a meeting such as this?
I think we can down the line. What we've done with, Imagineers is I've had people come in social distancing, and same with the blood pressure, maybe one or two at a time. So that's not very functional to have it, something like this. But we could, I think down the line, we can start being a little less cautious. And if they're willing to wear masks, come in and do, we can probably safely see, like we did with Imagineers, probably about 8 to 10 at a time.
I would think it would draw a better crowd if they knew the possibility that the police chief and one of maybe his lieutenants would be there.
Yeah, certainly at Guardiano, I think that would give them a real sense of comfort. Yeah. Would the police chief have time to do something like that?
He has previously.
Oh, okay, great. I wasn't aware of that. So, all right, that'd be great. Do you have a timeline when you would, or should we? I don't know if you want to wait, Ellen, till Ellen you talk about the cameras and stuff. Then, if there is some suspicious activity that's picked up and they can view it, the police may have something to work on. You know.
Yeah. So I think this conversation with them could act independently of the current issue. They'll investigate that issue and that'll run its course as the police do their business. But I still think, being that these things are occurring, you know, in a larger, more blanket approach to providing security and, you know, like you said, for confidence amongst our citizenry that their housing is safe and secure.
Exactly. I think that
this level of conversation could happen, you know, regardless of what occurs with this individual case.
Good. Okay. Because it's been, you know, escalating, but it's been, seems to have been going on for quite a while. And I don't know whether this one report that Ellen got is the total or whether someone else, because Ellen, you know, you know the name that is in question, but a couple of the people said when they looked out and they heard their door handles being shaken and stuff, they couldn't see directly, but they saw a shadow. And two of them told me it was a very tall person. The person that the complaint report was written up would certainly not be classified as a tall person. So I don't know if there's multiple issues, multiple, you know.
Well, we'll let the police sort that out.
Okay, yes. Good.
Okay, the only other thing I have for you, Joan, is we've discussed previously the working on a smoking cessation plan for our residents. And with the Griffin Hospital and their visiting nurses, the parish nurses being able, a little more freed up now that the COVID is starting to wind down and our people being able to interact in the public some more. I was wondering if that we could redirect some of our time and resource to that and revisit that.
Yeah, because I know I've told many of the residents about Griffin has a very nice smoking cessation program. It had been meeting in person. Unfortunately for us, the Zooming, the technology is not very good. But I can talk. I'll talk with our nurse next week, and reach out to see who the what they think could be done.
Great. Yeah, I just want to make sure that I know it's we had talked about it previously, and obviously as it had to happen, COVID came to the forefront. But I think we could certainly revisit that.
Absolutely. Are you having any thoughts about having the properties going smoke free?
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
So, okay. but I obviously
but that's are, a process.
Yeah, that's a long down the road goal, but I want to. Do the voluntary, get people healthy things while we can,
Good. Perfect. Okay. I'll certainly reach out and see what can be done.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joan.
Sure. And just an ad note, working with the Imagineers folks and Emma has been very nice. They've been wonderful to our residents, kind, gentle, so you made a good choice.
Thank you.
Great. For 7C, Ellen, do you have anything to add to Kevin's Ken's update on the project phase voucher?
No, just that I'm working with Janet. We're trying to get all the information into the computer now, and then we have to do up our own leases again and everything on our end now. We had to wait for them to finish their end of it.
Okay.
So now we'll have to do our end of it.
All right. And you're confident that can occur without issue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Love to hear it, Ellen. Good stuff.
Right.
Piece of cake, Ellen, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's move on to new business. 8A, discussion and possible action regarding cameras at Steiger and Guardiano.
Our new maintenance person knows a person. He's going to have him come out and give us an estimate. And I talked to Steph too quickly, but he was more working on this project of getting an email back. So, okay. And then maybe I'll see if I can find one more person that'll come out and give us an estimate.
Okay. Yeah. Just make sure that we stay within the rules.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
As far as cameras, Ellen, that might be.
Yep.
A resource the police can probably help you with some companies that they know they have used.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do want to get some bids out there.
Oh, yeah.
So they could probably help get some more information on other companies.
Yep. Okay. I think we had before. I'll look and see if I can find anything regarding it. But like I said, Frank will have the gentleman. And then Steph said he'll give us a price.
Okay.
All right.
B, possible temporary maintenance to get caught up on empty units if needed. What do you got for us there, Ellen?
Well, I was just wondering if it came to that I needed to get another just temporary person to catch up on all of it. Because we have, one, two, three. In June, we'll have three empty. And then at the end of June, we'll have another one empty. That's all I know about so far. But right now, they're both in there working on them and all that. But I just thought if they kind of started getting behind, you know, just someone to come and maybe get them caught up a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe do an apartment turnaround or.
I guess it depends. I mean, what is your thought? If you're bringing this up for a reason, do you think that they're not going to be able to get them done, or are the apartments in such disrepair?
Well, a couple of them, the people have been there for a while, and they need, you know, work. But I don't really. I mean, I never had these two work together in an apartment, but I think they're doing pretty good.
Okay.
So, if I feel like we're getting behind, I just, you know. I was wondering if I had the okay to get somebody to catch us up.
The answer is no.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I mean.
Unfortunately, that's the hard answer. We're already negative in the budget. So I don't see how we can make an allocation to allow for that outside of our already agreed upon budgetary expenses, which are upside down. So,
yep.
So unfortunately, those are the breaks, Ellen.
Okay.
All right. On to item 9, the subsidized housing coordinator's report, financial, elderly, miscellaneous. What do you got for us?
Okay. Well, 28 is empty right now. That's leased up as of 6/1. 6 is leased up as of 6/1. The bills are off. I'll be making checks out tomorrow. They'll get signed Monday. They'll all go out. And everything seems to be going pretty good.
Okay, great.
You know, concerning the financial report, when I was looking at the payment schedule on page 3, the Imagineers bills seem to be moving in the right direction.
I agree.
Ellen, that was
pretty. Well, our new part-timer just started 5/3.
Right.
So I kind of tried to get it where, you know, I had him come in and then the other gentleman didn't come in until after that. So it's kind of trying to get everything back together with the vendors and all that.
No,
so the only thing that they have done now is on-call.
Yeah, but it's still trending where we want it to go. Financial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our own maintenance.
When do you think we'll be able to divorce them completely as far as our maintenance?
Well, as soon as I have the two part-timers that can alternate the on-call.
Yep.
I'm good with one of them. You know, we're going to see with the other. Goes on.
Ellen, did we get any interest from the Valley Independent Sentinel?
No.
Posted? Nothing?
No.
All right. Do you think you'd be able to nail down a schedule by next month or so we could act on it or not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my hope is
because I had
our meeting next month. We could remove Imagineers from the call duty and that those dollars would then be returned to us. And then I might be able to get you a third person.
Well, it wouldn't be like all the time, the third person, it wouldn't be all the time, you know?
Yeah. I don't see us doing it while Imagineers is still on the ticket here.
Yeah, they're doing the on-call. Now, I asked them only for a couple more weeks, and that was a couple weeks ago. So the one part-timer I do have, he said he'd be willing to go on the on-call, but then what do we do? You know, we can't have him on every month, and I want to make sure we have coverage before we go and do that.
Well, I mean, if he's willing to do it, a little extra duty as you onboard the other person. I'm not against that. If it phases out Imagineers quicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a real good guy. Like he told me if you need me or whatever. And he, if I call him after he's gone home, he'll come right over.
Well, it's good. I'm glad he's working out. So yeah. Ellen, it's yours to manage. So, but mm-hmm. I just know from the board perspective, our goal is to be out from our contract or our arrangement, I should say, with Imagineers providing maintenance by next month. So mm-hmm. if you can advance that timeline, any, awesome.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Ellen.
I think he's doing a really good job. Joan, you've seen him out there, right?
He's excellent. Yeah.
Good.
He's good with the people. He knows what he's doing. He's got his tools. He's mm-hmm. terrific. Yeah.
He also lives close by.
Yes, he's a Derby resident. Yeah. And the other gentleman is very able too. So Francesco,
Awesome. We're certainly happy to hear it. And for the purpose of the record, I don't want to say that we're displeased with Imagineers, but their maintenance wing is at a cost we can no longer sustain. Their management of our Section 8 program is superb though. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So yeah, we just need to work on the way we work with them. So. All right. Any other issues regarding Ellen's report? Any questions?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I did have one quick question.
The three
that are going to be vacant, does that include, I see that we had one of our residents that passed away. Does that include their residents as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I was just wondering.
Yep.
Any other questions for Ellen?
No, I'm fine, Adam.
All right, great. Well, that brings us to the end of our agenda. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn at 7:06.
I second.
All right, thank you.
Have a good month.
All right.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you, everybody. Hey,
have a great night, guys.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah,
good night.
Happy weekend, almost.
Yeah. Bye. Ellen, I'll see you Monday. Yeah.